Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Baseball season's moving along in the high school realm. Already Emory with 7 games under their belt, and that's what we're going to talk about this segment. Joining us right now over the phone, first-year manager Chase Julian. And, Coach, it's great to get you back on. It's been fun to follow the boys so far, and here we are now 7 games into the season, so I appreciate you taking out the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely, Coach. Most recently, last night, a game against Manti. I think it's a great place to start. Bats worked really early in this contest. You guys managed to plate six runs, really, over the first two innings, 4 in the first, 2 in the second, and really never looked back. And that's the one thing that stands out to me, Coach. You guys are finally starting to score runs, maybe at a more consistent rate.
Yeah, the boys' bats, they've come along well. The top of our lineup is getting on base and scoring pretty consistently.
As far as the bats are concerned, Coach, is that one of the things that stood out to you, I guess, over the first 6 games? I know that there were some issues that we can talk about as far as pitching in the Union game, and you and I did talk about that. But, I mean, for the most part, has it been the bats that has concerned you the most?
The bats, yeah, they've that first game they have – since that first game, they've come around well. We're hitting the ball, putting double-digit hits on the board every game. We're doing well on the batting standpoint. I think getting that first game out of the way, the nerves kind of got us that first little bit. But that first game, a little nervous. But after that, our bats have come around well, and so is our pitching.
When you look at what you guys have accomplished offensively, only one out of the 7 games so far is Caden Larson not registered an RBI. I mean, that's a pretty impressive stat. And then you mix that with Gannon Ward right in the middle. Coach, I don't know if there's a team in 3A that's going to have a more potent 3-4 punch in the lineup than those two kids, especially with the way they've played so far.
Yeah, they're swinging the bat well. They're doing good. Cade's, yeah, like you said, he's getting a lot of RBIs, but it really starts with our first two, the Mason Stilson and Wade Stilson. They're getting on. They're on base. I don't have their on base percentage right here, but they're getting on. Every time they get on, they're a threat to score, and that's where Cade and Gannon have come in well, producing the RBIs for us.
Yeah, you look at Mason and Wade, I think last night, if I remember correctly, they were 6-for-8, right? I mean, out of the 1-2 spot, typically that's a good thing. You guys are going to produce runs when those two are getting on base at that rate. And Wade was fantastic, I know, in Mesquite as well.
Yeah, they did well. Wade was, I think, 4-for-4 last night. Got on base. Every time he gets on base, he's scoring for us. So it's good. Mesquite tournament. Like I said, I don't have the stats right here with me, but Mason and Wade got on base a lot, and they produce a lot of runs for us.
Let's talk about the Mesquite tournament, Coach, because it was kind of a bag of mixed nuts. I mean, you guys get a 6-5 win over Virgin Valley, a 9-0 win over Bonneville, fall to Mopa Valley, pick up a win over Enterprise, close it out with a loss to Virgin Valley. Still a lot of baseball in a very short period of time for the boys.
Yeah, so we started off against Virgin Valley. They have a good team. We pitched the ball well, and we produced runs that game. Like I said, our first two get on, and the rest of our lineup produced and got the RBIs for us. Moapa Valley, we struggled again with some walks. I think we ended, our pitchers had 11 walks, so gave up a lot of freebies. But if we cut down on our walks from our pitching, we're right there in that ball game. It's a whole different game, 5-4, 4-3 type game.
Has that been kind of the thing, Coach, that you guys have to work on, not allowing free bases? I know, I don't want to keep bringing up the Union game, but we can reference it, I guess, kind of in correlation to what you were just talking about. A lot of free bases, a lot of walks.
Yeah, we definitely need to cut down on those. I think, so Union and the Virgin Valley, Moapa Valley. We need to cut down on walks. Our pitchers actually did really well against Moapa Valley. I think they were hitting locations a lot better. We just wasn't getting those close calls like we were in the games before. So I think they're moving in the right direction as far as pitching. But I think as far as the tournament standpoint, I think we pitched the ball well in all games. That Virgin Valley game, they had their ace on the mound, and he was a good lefty. He's a college-bound left-handed pitcher that was throwing upper 80s, and our offense didn't quite produce until the end. But I think our pitching's coming around. I think we're cutting down on walks as a whole. You get in a tournament, and you pitch a lot of pitchers and have to throw a lot of pitches, they get a little tired and wore out. But I think that Mesquite tournament was a great tournament for us. We did well at it.
Again, our guest right now, manager Chase Julian of the Emory High School baseball team. Coach, if we talk about individual pitchers, one kid that stood out to me so far this year is Easton Nielsen. You've gotten some really quality outings from him so far this year, be it from a relief standpoint. Any which way you've had to use Easton, it seems like he's been productive for you.
Yeah, he's one of our seniors that have stepped up well and done well this year. He doesn't walk a whole lot of people. He doesn't have a 90-mile-an-hour fastball that he's overpowering people, but he is hitting locations very well, and he is letting our defense go to work.
You also got a couple of solid outings, again, from Wade Stilson. I know he's just a tremendous athlete. But the production that you saw from him on the mound so far, especially in Mesquite, is that something that you expect, Coach, to really play a factor once region play starts up here relatively soon?
Yeah, Wade, like you said, he's just one of those, comes around not very very often in a lifetime. He's a great athlete, three sports. He's great on the mound, great at shortstop for us, great at the plate for us. But he's pitched well this year. I think he's got, I think he's 2-0 as a pitcher. And I think him and Easton are 2-0. Trevin Gilbert has done really well for us pitching as well. He started the game against Virgin Valley for us that championship game, and he did well. He came in and pitched. He gave up a couple runs, but it was he kept us right in the ball game for most of the game. So
I think another pitcher that interests me, Coach, is Hayden Abrams. You've had to rely on him a couple of times. He had two outings in Mesquite. Got to see him last night against Manti. This kid's been pretty good for you as well.
Yeah, he's done well. I've brought him in a lot of save situations, or just in relief situations. And he's stepped up well. He's done well for us. I think he's been in three relief situations for us. Got one save, but he's pitched the ball well. He's hitting locations well, and he can throw any of his pitches for a strike at any time. So that really helps you out. And when you can control all your pitches, it really helps us out.
If we look ahead, Coach, at the schedule this week, it is busy. You guys will have another game tomorrow. You get Providence Hall. That one is on the road. And then Thursday, a home game against North St. Pete. So still two more games to go. And this has just been a lot of baseball. I'm sure you guys are looking forward to maybe getting a break over the weekend. But before we get to that point, two games in 2 days.
Yeah, we got a tough early schedule. Got a lot of games real quick. It's good for us. It gets us a lot of live at bats. Gets us seeing the ball on the hitting standpoint. It gets us seeing the ball a lot better than just a bullpen. But the pitching, you go through a lot of pitchers and use a lot of pitchers and kind of give kids an opportunity to see what they got and see what they can bring to the team.
Coach, have you paid attention to any other teams so far this year? I mean, are you looking at the region right now, or has it just been kind of a focus on your team?
I'm always looking. I like to see what our region's doing, and even as a whole 3A in the state, how we're doing. But yeah, Carbon, they always got a good team. Canyon View is doing well this year. They've played well. So we've got a tough region. Richfield they've got a good program. So I mean, we play in a tough region, and it's gonna be fun.
No, I agree, and it's coming up before we know it, just a couple of more weeks before we dive into league play. Coach, it is a pleasure to get you on. I appreciate you making out the time to talk about the kids so far. Best of luck in the next two games this week, and I'm sure we'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Again, the Emory baseball team jumping back in action tomorrow as they take on Providence Hall, and of course, we'll keep you updated here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to pause for just a moment. It is Football Tuesday, ton happening in the NFL. A lot went down yesterday as well. That's going to be the topic of discussion when we return. The idea of Aaron Rodgers at a Jets uni seems to be getting more and more likely by the day. Matt Gay, former Ute kicker, signing record-breaking money with the Indianapolis Colts. Just all kinds of stuff going on. More coming up when we return. It's Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios.